Blog Talk Radio.
This is Buddy Lester with their favorite joke. And with me is truly a comedian's comedian, the hysterical Charlie Callis. Charlie, tell us your favorite joke.
My version, the creation. In the beginning, the earth was a mass without form and without shape. Then the Lord said, let there be light. Lo and behold, there was light. On the second day, the Lord said, let there be water, and the earth was covered with water. On the third day, the Lord said, all right, turn it off. Turn it off.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Started in a runnin' when he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an airmail from our Joe. It said, I've come back safely from across the ocean blue. Then Pa took off Ma's apron and he hollered out, Yahoo!
Molly, the dishes in the sink. Molly, the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
Pa started in a jiggin' and he cried, Ma, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar, cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors, cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
Molly, the dishes in the sink. Molly, the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
I began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, partners, everyone! So each one picked a partner and they counted out one, two. And Ma, she twirled so pretty they all hollered, Yahoo!
Molly, the dishes in the sink. Molly, the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate. Dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, attention, and everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
Molly, the dishes in the sink. Molly, the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Never gets old, man. And alive from coast to coast, it's the Possibility Theme!
Bye.
checkers.
This bunch of kids.
I kind of remember it.
Man, I don't know what kind of treats you're looking for, man. That's it, right there, dude. Treat.
It was some bunch of kids in a double-decker bus, and there was puppets involved, I believe. So good. It was like early 70s. Anyhow, neither here nor there. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or gentlemen, as it is at the present time. Although in the archives, there'd be plenty of tail listening to this bad boy. We just don't know. I'm sorry, I don't mean to mumble. I need to speak more clearly and succinctly. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning. Tonight's closed captioning. Ugh, if there was two of us, man, can you imagine if there were two deckers? Good Lord. Tonight's closed captioning, easy for you to say, is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of surgical-grade nail files, and just in time for the holidays, inflatable pants. You heard me. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. You're listening to Garage Network, home with finest in radio entertainment. Fake radio entertainment, that is. Monday nights at 10, it's Us Possum Hour. On Tuesdays, don't miss the wonderful world of Jimmy. And on Fridays, it's Us Two on Friday night. Possum. There you have it. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this.
This is Buddy Lester with their favorite joke. If anyone knows more jokes than this guy, I want to see him. Here's everyone's favorite funny guy, Mr. Maury Amsterdam. Maury, tell us your favorite joke.
It's a little hard, buddy, because all of my jokes are my favorite jokes. But I think the ones I like the best are the ones about my immediate family. I tell a story, go ahead and tell it, all righty, about when my little girl was about 4 or 5 years old and my son was about 6 or 7, and we had chastised both of them for some infringement of the local family law. And that night as I walked by my little girl's room, she was saying her prayers. And she was saying, God bless Mommy and God bless Daddy. And she was God blessing everything in the house, including the doorknob, anything to stay awake a little longer. And she wound up by saying, and God bless Mommy and Daddy, but don't give them any more children. They don't know how to take care of the ones they got now.
Hey, Yakapak! Hey, Yakapak! Yakapak, Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak, Yakapak.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in, and life is a happy lot. But the man who's worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts creep up in a knot.
Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak. Yakapak, 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 yakapak.
I got an aunt named Minnie, weighs 264. When she sits on a chair, there's so much of her there, most of her sits on the floor.
Yakapak, 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 yakapak.
I always use the dial phone. With me it never fails. I never get my number, but it manicures my nails.
Yakapak, 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 yakapak. Yakapak, 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 yakapak.
Some people just love the ballet. They want to dance on their toes. Me, I'd rather be an elephant and squirt water through my nose.
Yakapak, yakapak,
Yakapak, Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak, Yakapak.
My uncle is a very smart man. He does everything just right. He's even got a tree in his front room to keep his dog off the street at night.
Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak, Yakapak.
Watch
door! Yakapak, Yakapak. Yakapak, Yakapak, Yakapak.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to be here. All right, beautiful.
Enter!
Enter! Take it.
Absolutely. Yep, Yakapak.
Yakapak, baby, Yakapak.
Classic. I got a copy of that on a 78.
I do not doubt that, sir.
In my Maury collection, man. Yeah.
And your Maury wing. Don't you think you have enough of Maury stuff to be a wing in your house?
No, I could have a Maury shelf.
Okay.
I got the drinker's cookbook, the 78 set. I got an LP. And then the Mr. Mazel.
Mr. Mazel,
and the,
and the
whatever that is, the 4x5 autographed picture of Maury.
There you are. Take a picture of that and send it to Dick Van Dyke. See if you get a response from him. Why, the guy's still alive.
Well, actually, that's the interesting part. Dick Van Dyke did the caricature of Maury that is on the LP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember you saying that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh. GT is inquiring how long it takes to keep the chocolate fudge Pop-Tart in his pocket until it's warm enough to eat.
Oh, interesting. Interesting question.
I think it probably depends on which pocket you're talking about.
There you go. There you go. Could be.
Close. I mean, I...
It can be anything.
You know, there are warmer parts of the body than others. Like, maybe if you inserted it between your butt cheeks, that might...
There you go.
Like a toaster, you know?
Yep. Hey, have it pop out.
Yeah. Hope uses a toaster. What a crazy guy.
Oh, that Hope. What are we going to do with
him? A nutball.
A toaster.
Dr. Cake, got her package from Amazon. Good to hear.
Okay,
good to hear.
All right. Nice.
I got one in the mail from cheap graphic books store or whatever.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just like comics, you know, graphic.
Oh, okay.
Novel, more stuff to line the shelves, man. Stuff to read.
That's
the can.
Keep that collection going.
Yeah, what the hell? Something to do, something to read. So, I didn't do nothing this weekend. How about you? But
well, good for you. I never do anything.
Man, there she is. About time. All right.
Yuck-a-puck.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost did something yesterday, but then I went, nah. You know, like,
good. I'm saying something.
It was real close.
It. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck
I
that
got out of the chair, things. Walked around the house a couple times, and went, nah.
That's the way to do it.
What'd I do with that remote?
That's the life of Gumby right there.
I am trying to keep the kitchen and bathroom clean, though, because you never know. Somebody may pop in at any time, I guess.
Ah, screw them. Let them clean it.
It's better for your mental health to have a clean kitchen and bathroom. It really is.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Both of mine are filthy.
Oh, Cake, yeah, I know the walks. I got out on the walk, when was that, Friday or Saturday? I don't know. I did get a walk in. It was decent. Man, I wanted to get out today, but it was too damn cold, man. What
Hell
up with
yeah.
that stuff?
I went out shopping. I went food shopping today. It was a cold rain. We're getting bombarded with snow on Wednesday.
That's what they say. I think you're gonna.
You're in the line
gonna
too.
Get spared. So
we're getting bombarded.
Yeah, I had to go out and get treats for Ted today.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Take care of Ted.
Well, no, that was yesterday. I got the treats for Ted. Yeah, I didn't do nothing today.
There you go. All right.
Yesterday I thought of doing something. I did. I went out and got treats for Ted and bought some beer for me, and man, the rest is history.
So you deserve a break today. You deserve not to do anything. You got all that done.
Oh, I know. I still got to do my taxes. Still got to do this goddamn taxes, man. They'd probably charge me every freaking day. Well, to work my way out of this mood is to blow something up.
Blow something up.
Oh! Time to leap into the old time machine, huh? Everybody,
okay.
Hop aboard. Going backward in time. Backward in time. It's January 2014.
Okay.
How about them apples?
I remember it well.
Oh, I had. Speaking of hair, Beth Ann San, I used to have hair back then. Not that long ago. Man, I was saying I noticed on my driver's license, you know, like, geez,
yeah.
Hair loss is really starting to show up. Photos. I like lost a chunk this week. Big chunk in the front. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, man?
There you go.
Where'd you
60.
Go? Where the hell
That's
is it?
It? Going with the wind.
What happened?
Literally.
What happened?
Put a bang. Got the puck.
I hope I have a righteously shaped dome, though, man. You know, that's the only.
Yeah, which I don't. I shaved my head bald, and I don't have a good shaped head. I got a weird looking head.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Misshapen melon. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Calipers out.
Uh-huh.
Check that thing. Oh well. Let's blow up Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the little kid from the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Turned out
the
to be like all weird and creepy
kid.
And shit.
Yeah, that one. Blow up. Can't find his clothes.
What does he think I am, an imbecile?
I like to punch by the stupid car! Yeah! Bam!
Oh, hey, Dave. What a fucking fag ever try to touch me!
What? What do you mean a bird? Holy shit! Oh, fuck! God damn it!
Oh, schizophrenic, baby. I love both of you. Schizophrenic, baby. Say you love me too. You too. Now when our romance has just begun, I know when everything's said and done, I'm getting two for the price of one. What fun! Schizophrenic, baby, all my whole life through. You will hear me saying, I love both of you. I do. Baby, how happy we're gonna be, living together contentedly, you and your split personality and me. Schizophrenic, baby, I've got news for you. Schizophrenic, baby, I'm a schizo too. Me too. My alter ego and you and me, and your alter ego, we all will be engaged in a new group activity, you'll see. Baby, let's make it unanimous, just us.
Schizophrenic, baby.
You're never alone with a schizophrenic.
That's true. Man. Boiler's acting up here.
Lord Jesus.
Not that it
takes treats.
That'll be the day. Oh, man. Woke up this morning. It was Liberty Valance was on. How cool is that, man?
Oh, yeah. Great.
I was like, I'm
so tired of watching
man.
That.
Liberty! Liberty!
You get your pork chop money?
I saw a pork chop money, Bumper. Whoa!
Pompey. That's a good boy, Pompey.
I was listening to that song again not so long ago. When I was listening to the Royal Guardsman.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have that album. I played that over and over again when I was a kid. Over and over and over again.
That's like that Batman album I had.
Yeah.
Robin, yeah, Robin. Robin, yeah, Robin. Man, that's cool. So I've seen people on a Facebook boo talking about people got to take down their Bobo signs, you know.
Yeah,
and,
I didn't see any of that. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, man. There's this one guy on the way to the supermarket. He's got 4 yard signs and a big flag, you know, in front of the house.
Yeah.
I never get tired of that one, man. I drive past there, I start laughing my ass off.
On the way to work. On the way to work, there's about 5 houses that have Bobo signs still on the front lawn. Yeah. Not as elaborate like you're saying with a flag and everything, but there, yeah.
This guy,
several houses.
This guy has 4 fucking yard signs. They're all the same. And then the big flag on his house, man. That's dedication.
He's determined not to take it down. Yep.
Well, he lost again today. Once again, I think he's got one more loss on January 3rd, and then January 20th is like stick a fork in him. He's done. So, is my sound 5x5?
Okay on the line.
Okay. Cause Ted, you know what it's time for, buddy.
All right, Ted.
Woof.
There you go.
That's my boy. That's my boy. All right, we need some appropriate music. Here we go. There they are, the Possum Lounge. Leading off and playing first base, it's Beth Ann San, returning triumphantly to the lounge.
San.
Beth Ann San. Beth Ann San.
Beth Ann San.
Ted.
Yes.
It's Beth Ann San, dude. See Beth Ann San?
You're crazy.
Oh. He's a good boy. All right. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
I know. And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford.
It wouldn't be a gurgle blaster without Ford Prefect. Right, Ted?
Ford Prefect.
Right? Okay. And there's G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
Strongest man on the internet.
G.T.O.
Right? Right, Ted? Ooh, do I have a... I don't think I have a treat here, man.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get a treat.
You better pay up.
Oops. I know. That ain't cool, man.
Service rendered.
Hey, how cool was Pat Hengel? You know, just to veer off.
And what?
I don't know. He just like, you know, he hooked up with Clint Eastwood early on, and he's always in Clint's movies, and...
Yep. Great character, actually.
He substituted for Doc Adams on Gunsmoke for a year.
Uh-huh.
This guy was great.
Oh, for a full year?
Pat Hengel. Well, almost. A whole season. Half a season. All right. So we had G.T. Trenton. G.T.O.
G.T.O.
That's right. He was Commissioner Gordon. Right, Ted? Yeah. And there he is. Other people's eyes. Our old pal Oak. Right?
Other people's eyes.
Other people's gooch. Other Oaks. Eyes. People's. All right. And last
people's
but not
eyes.
Least, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
There you go.
Professor R. J. Gumby!
There you go.
There. Don't be shy. Crying out loud. All right. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge! Yeah.
Which is super. That's
Hello. The Beaver.
I'm laying down to sleep. I'm counting girls instead of sheep. From my harem, I can't scare them out. My charade, they're beauties of all races, and some have pretty faces. I'm the chic who knows what love is all about.
Oh yeah!
Thank you.
Viking.
Absolutely.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Okay, man.
Massive.
You know, I actually I had a copy of that particular classic there. And the googly gooks at the end were cut off.
Oh.
I almost uploaded it. I'm like, they left off like the last four or five.
Yeah.
I can't even do that one.
Who the fuck would do that? That's communism. That's communism right there.
Mike Jones,
that
man.
Huh?
In his city slickers.
Good stuff.
That's, man, that set me on the path to dementia. I'll tell you, the folks gave me that stack of Spike Jones 78s when I was a kid.
Is that the first time you heard them?
Yeah.
Somehow
I had my own
buddy copies. Joe Mauer came across them. I forget how, but yeah, we thought we just discovered gold.
Yeah. These were actually my mom's records, man.
Yeah, see that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Freaking
no musical instruments for my parents.
Let's see, I had Pass the Biscuits, Mirandy's, some class. Ugga Boo Boo Ugga.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorites. I mean, that's more than just
Winter
a song.
Winter Don't Come
that,
Here,
that
Mike Brewer was always one of my favorites.
Although they were responsible for all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Yeah.
That one's like nails on a chalkboard for me, man.
Yeah. Well, it appealed to the masses. Oh,
yeah.
Love it.
Big demerit for that
commercial.
Yeah.
Weakness.
But those shows are pretty cool, man.
Definitely.
I mean, it's like mind blowing that there was actually a Spike Jones show on TV.
You can find it now.
Yeah, it's on the YouTube.
Yeah, they got it on these channels. YouTube, yeah.
They had it on Ha. You remember that network?
Ha Network now.
It was the predecessor to Comedy Central. It became Comedy Central, but it started out as HA exclamation point.
Oh, okay.
I used to have a Ha t-shirt. I worked in the business,
you know.
The shirt. I know. But, you know, it's kind of cool after it's off the air. You're like, what the fuck is Ha? Well,
uh-huh.
Only cool people know that, so go fuck yourself, right? So, all right. Well, I was thinking this over. This is kind of serious in a way. Remember I said that, you know, the bad news, Ted got the bad news on his check up there, you know. Nothing too good. So, we're going to cut down on the treats. We're going to try at least. Okay, but I'm not gonna. I can't. You know, fuck. What's quality of life if you can't have his treats?
Yeah. Exactly.
He's. You know, I ain't gonna give you any more extra days, dude. Your days are numbered.
Let him enjoy it.
Yeah, have that treat. And you have a treat. Ah, you're old, man. He's on them painkillers. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's nuts.
They got medication for him, for Ted?
Yeah, they gave him a little pain pill for his back leg.
Right.
Sore. I gave him one before the show.
Is
he's kicking in, he's tripping.
Okay.
I think it is. It is working because when they wear off, he starts bitching. You know, he's like,
okay.
So you just got one, man. He's a junkie. He's a treat junkie and a dope junkie. It's a sad state of affair with this dog, man. Where's that quickie? I honest to God, nothing happened to me all weekend. I have nothing to share.
Okay.
Not one damn thing. I didn't even watch anything good on TV. Although I did watch clips from Saturday Night Live, you know?
Yeah.
And, man, that was, like, outstandingly not funny.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Wow.
No ending.
Wow.
They think the quality, they think the in-between shit's funny enough that it doesn't need an ending or whatever. Really, it's horrible.
Man.
That show should
everything
have been
I saw
from. Ago.
Well, everything I saw from Saturday's episode was just, like, so sadly not funny.
Uh-huh.
And they're sitting there mugging it.
Yeah.
That one Kate McKinnon was doing this bit during the news. It was just...
Somebody
posted it on Facebook and thought it was funny, and I'm like, man, that was sad. I felt bad for her. She's good.
She's very good. Yeah.
But,
that one skit she did where she was abducted by aliens is funny as hell.
Let me see that one.
Oh, it's funny. There's three people abducted by aliens, and two of them are telling this wild story of how beautiful it was, and she's talking about how they're all gangbanging her and everything. It's very funny. I got to post that one. That one works.
Well, you probably saw this one. This was posted on FuckBoo, but I thought I'd share it here on the Possum Hour. I don't really think it needs much of an introduction.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Right. A certified Possum Hour quickie.
Well, Fibrosy, you want to do one of the old songs?
No. Why be old-fashioned? Let's do one of the new songs I hear you playing on the radio downstairs.
Yeah, well, which one was that?
The one that goes like this. Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below.
Good morning, starshine. You lead us along. My love and me as we sing our early morning singing song.
Goody, cloppy, cloppy, nippy, nappy, noopy, la, 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 la. You'll be happy, nappy, little low. You'll be hopey, walla. You'll be happy, nappy, early jumping, singing, chong song. You'll be hopey, walla. You'll be happy, nappy, early morning, singing, song. You'll be hopey, walla. You'll be nappy, nappy.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Dead serious.
And we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
We lost Beth Ann San. You know, that's a give and take when you do Walter Brennan.
And Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante duet. You're going to lose some listeners. You're going to gain some listeners.
That's so, what happened right here on the possum.
Kind of a whoosh. Back to the Ted portion of the show. Got to let him out. There's my loud furnaces going off.
So you can pee on the sidewalk.
Oh, man. I gotta hose that off again. And there's there's the streak from the last pee. Nice job, Ted. Glad at least he goes off the landing onto the sidewalk there. Didn't quite. Gets right to the edge. He's right to the edge.
Okay.
Hits the concrete and, like, makes its way back across the concrete.
He's got his spot. That's his favorite spot, then. He marks it.
It is.
That's
it
his.
Is. Oh, that was nothing. Man, that was. You can do better than that, Ted. Come on in, babe. Go on in. Want to heat the whole outdoors here? Come on, dude. Alrighty. Good job. You okay, kid? Alright. Give him a milk bone for that. There you go, Chief. He's like, ah, milk bone? Fuck that. I want some of them good treats. So anyhow. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. I got mail today.
Oh, not another $100 bill. $100?
No.
Okay, all right.
No. I got, this is interesting. Never got one of these before. It's a photograph. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
And it's this fella with a postage hat on. Excuse me. Happy Hanukkah, by the way. And it says printed on it, Merry Christmas, Mailman Dwang.
Okay.
D-U-A-N-G, Dwang. I don't know how you pronounce that, Dwang or Dang.
Why not? Dwang.
Asian guy. But that's
all
nice
right.
of him, man.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't, you know, how are you supposed to
for
tip,
a tip? Yeah, exactly.
I know, but like, he doesn't slam the mailbox. He's like the stealth mailman. I never hear the mail come when he delivers.
Yeah.
Let me see him. I have to tighten Dwang up. And
you're supposed to leave it. Leave it in the box, I guess. Or you can't.
Yeah, but I gotta have it marked for Dwang, man. I don't want some other schmuck like Cliff Clavin or somebody getting it.
Yeah, he gets a filler that day or something.
Right.
Yeah, huh? They get their money.
I need to look
That's
out
a pretty
for Dwayne.
Way of getting a tip, though, man. That's Dwayne.
I know. But he had to go to a little expense, don't you think? He made a picture. Did he make a picture for everybody or just for the people that say hello to him and are nice? Because I have said hello to him a couple times.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Anyhow, I got this other letter or card in an envelope. It's from GTO.
GTO, GT Trenton.
All right. Awesome.
For a tip as well?
No, it's got $100 in cash in it. Thanks, Greg.
There you go.
<That's> really...
Hey, you know what? For Dwayne, why don't you take a picture of yourself saying Merry Christmas and give that to him?
Yeah,
you're right back.
That's good. Hey, Merry Christmas, dude. Commodore Decker. So we got this card from GTO. It's a little kid pushing a sled with a dog on it. See, a dog.
Yeah.
Looks like I'd say a Labrador or Golden Retriever or something like that there. And he says, that's Ted. And I guess I'm the little dude in the snowsuit.
It worked.
And it says, warm winter wishes, wishing you happy holiday memories, Merry Christmas. Thank you, GT.
Nice.
That was very thoughtful.
GTO.
Man. My annual GTO opening on the air, man.
GTO.
But, you know, now that Joe Biden's president, we don't have to say Merry Christmas anymore.
In fact, it's against the law.
Yeah. In fact, he's gonna end religion and all and fun. There will be no more fun. I've
fun
seen it, man. That's in his platform. Yeah. This guy's fucking
right.
serious, man. Alrighty. Where are we at here? Oh, okay. Good. Now, got the rest of this pile of mail I've been ignoring. God, I gotta get to some of this shit, man. What's this? Uh-oh. This can't be good. This can't be good.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, hyphen.
Ah, man, they're cutting the unemployment, man.
Oh, are they?
That's
okay.
A drag. Yeah. I'm gonna be swinging in the wind.
Expect it.
Swinging in the breeze.
Oh, geez. Well, how long have you got? You get it for at least half a year? That might be nice.
Well, they said when I signed up, they said we'll get it till March.
Okay.
But apparently not. They're going to cut us off next week or something. So, thank you.
Oh, well.
Who do I blame for that one? Nancy Pelosi?
Biden.
Nancy Pelosi! Biden,
you
bastard. Those Washington do-nothing dunderheads. I blame that turtle head. That's the fucking guy, man.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the fucking
there you
guy.
Go. Uh-huh.
All right? If there's anybody
that's
the reason why I'm going to be kicked off the fucking thing, man, it's that fucking
thing.
Fuck.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Not just a fucker. He's a fucking fucker. Okay?
Fucking fucker. Fuckless. Fuckless.
A fucking fucker. Moscow Mitch. Dirty son of a bitch. All right.
Indeed, sir.
It is time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Oh, man. Oh. Sheesh.
We got a good one.
Hey, man, they all suck. So. One is just worse than the next. Okay. In the spirit of GTO's holiday card.
Yep.
We can't call it a Christmas card because, you know. Democrats. They ended religion as we know it.
Damn liberals.
And, godless socialist radicals.
Uh-huh. Baby eaters.
They fondle their pocket change, I hear.
They do.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes. There you get back with a holiday twist.
And, well, we just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. So as Henrietta and Myrna are going to sing, I wish you a Merry Christmas, a blessed Christmas, and most of all, a happy Christmas. God richly bless you. Here's Henrietta and Myrna Newdorf right now singing.
Shepherds drifting. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Go tell it on the mountain, baby.
Go tell it on the damn mountain.
I like that. Maybe you start saying that from now on. You know, it's kind of like talk to the hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go tell it on the mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it on the mountain. Why don't you go tell it on the mountain?
Yeah. There you go.
I like that. I like it.
Yucky pup.
All right. Okay, let's get the serious shit out of the way here. This is just somewhat disturbing. Applecheeks Alice posted this before the show tonight on Fuckboo.
Oh, okay.
It seems in England, jolly old England, the contravirus has mutated.
Okay.
So there's like another strain of this shit going around now.
Uh-huh.
What the fucking fuck, man?
This is it, baby. This is it. Go tell it on the mountain.
Wow.
We're done. We're done.
Jeez Louise. Hopefully the thingy, the inoculation there, hopefully that kills the mutation too, you know?
Yeah.
That's troubling, man. Vaccine. I saw you said you were going to take the vaccine.
Yeah, I'll take it. Well, first, people are saying that they're going to wait. They're going to wait to see how others are. Hey, by the time we get it, everyone else is going to have it anyway. So, yes.
Exactly.
I'll take
by the
it
time I
available.
Get the chance to take it,
yeah.
We're going to know
you're
whether
not,
it kills
not,
people
yeah.
or not.
You're not a guinea pig at all, people. You're the average
no.
Joe. People are going to have it before you.
No.
So.
Yep. Frontline workers
and yes,
now,
I'll
you
take
know.
It. You know why? Because science
yeah, so.
Doesn't have an agenda, people. Science isn't out to get you.
What Gumby said.
There you go.
But anyway, I hope the fact that the fucking thing is mutating isn't like a
oh,
sign
yeah,
that
yeah.
we're never,
I never
going
thought
to
of
get
that,
in front
but
of
yeah. yeah.
The fuck?
Uh-huh.
Jeez, what an insidious
sequel.
Villainous. Man.
You know how they make sequels? Where the sequel has to be better and nastier than the first? There you go, man.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? Applecheeks is saying she doesn't think she can take it.
Yeah.
Cake asks, you know, what if it makes the healthcare worker sick? Yeah, what? I was thinking that would be a scenario for a very scary situation where they inoculate all these frontline workers and they all drop dead.
Yeah,
and then we're
right.
sitting there with no fucking nurses and shit.
Yeah.
Ay, 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 ay. Crazy town, man. About the same thing, gals. Ay, ay, ay. You know, it sounds like a bad movie plot. I only wish it were, man. Okay. Here we go. Here's one to trigger the. When you trigger the libs, what do you do to the conserves? This will piss off the pappies. What do you call that? What are they? The right wing. Whatever. Okay. Because you know how they hate, you know, being sensitive to other people's feelings and shit? Like how that's pussy? It's like. Well, the Cleveland Indian. After 105 years, are changing their name.
Finally, though, but you're good.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be the Cleveland Spear Chuckers. No. They haven't picked out a new name yet. And I'm sure it will be less offensive than Indian. I've been to opening day at Cleveland a couple times. And these people are sincere, man. They were lined up out there, you know, going, "Hey, man, make fun of us. Yeah. We're not things." And, you know, Chief Wahoo never bothered. In fact, I'm wearing a Chief Wahoo sweatshirt as we speak. Yeah. But never bothered me, but I totally understand, man. And, you know, if they think it's uncool to be calling them the Indians, don't call them the Indians. Call them something else, for Christ's sake. Yeah. What's the fucking deal?
Exactly.
Truth be known, though, that was the name Indians wasn't meant as disrespectful. They were naming the team after.
I don't think the name itself is.
Well, they were that was in honor of one of their players who was a Native American.
Oh, okay.
So, Sokolis, something like that. What was his name? In this thing.
Runs bases.
Yeah.
Who runs bases?
Louis Sokolexis, who is a Native American on the Cleveland Spiders. Say, just change it back to Spiders, man. That's a fucking cool name.
It is a cool name. I like it.
Man, I think of all the logo shit you could do, man, with spiders on your hat. Like, you wouldn't even need, like, a thing on your hat, just a spider, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know?
We'd get the hat.
You wouldn't need to say spider, just have a big fucking spider on there.
And you have one of those ropes you pull in the back where your arms go up and down.
Yeah.
On your hat. Yeah, there you go. Spiders.
Yeah, that
I
would
like
be
it.
A good one. Okay. Yeah, the Spiders. I vote for the Spiders.
Spiders.
Because they were also the Gnats, and that's no good.
The Gnats? Who the hell would call themselves the Gnats?
Hey, who the fuck knows? All right. Now, here's the probably the fucking weirdest thing all week. Over Thanksgiving... before Thanksgiving, this fellow was, this artist was commissioned to paint, this Peoria, Illinois. He was commissioned to paint this, I guess you'd call it like a Russian art style design. And it was like, you know, done in the style of Russian propaganda art. And it was Cookie Monster. And underneath it said, in Russian, it said, "Peace, land, and cookies." Okay? So the guy pays him the dough. And, you know, here we go. He says, "But you got to get it done over the weekend, over Thanksgiving weekend."
Yeah.
He's in a big hurry. So he does it, and he does a great job. It's really cool looking, you know. And then he gets a call, like... the next Monday or Tuesday when the shop opens back up, it's the owner. He said, "What the fuck do you paint this thing on my fucking wall for?" He calls the artist. He says, this is a quote. He says, "What the hell are you painting this weird-ass shit on my wall for? I never hired you, and I own this damn building. I don't believe a word of your fucking lies." He's pissed as hell.
Man. Oh,
what a weird story. And the guy who paid for it, used that guy's name, the owner of the building's name, disguised himself, you know, and paid the artist real money. So, what a weird prank, man.
It is, man. I love it. Now, that's what I'm going to do when I hit the lottery, man. Do shit like that. I love it. Fuck the poor.
Fuck, man.
Through elaborate
Cookie
price.
Monster.
I like that, man.
I'll paste the link on on fake Kermit. That's a hoot, man.
It is a hoot. That's, I love that.
Bizarre shit. Yeah. All right. That's probably the weirdest thing we got. Um We did that one Hoot cover with Cleveland Indians Opt for Political Correctness. And we did the Cleveland Hillbillies. And I had to threw a hill Chief Wahoo as a hillbilly.
You had to pick something that was less offensive to for the joke when you were printing it.
Well, we could,
but
yeah, we couldn't.
You wouldn't do the spear chuckles in that one.
That was my idea, and my editor's like, he laughs, and then he just shakes his head, no.
You can't do that. Yeah.
It's not happening. So, but it proves the point, put it that way.
Oh, yeah, but people still take offense.
Oh, fucking well, because it's offensive. Here's some wild stuff.
What's that?
What is? I don't know. Humor, yeah.
Not if you're proving a point. Yeah,
humor never hurt anyone.
I think it shouldn't be when you're
sure
it
did.
Yeah.
It hurts people all the time. They still don't have the Flobies back in stock, so I'll keep you all up to date on that.
I want the Flobies.
In Brazil. Yeah, uh-huh. they don't speak Spanish in Brazil. They speak Portuguese.
Portuguese.
They found the largest. What is this thing? Emerald. The largest emerald ever. 794 pounds of emerald.
Jesus Christ.
4.3 feet high. Yeah. It was 200 meters deep inside the Carnabia mine. I guess they got a mine. They mine emerald mines. I guess that's where you'd get emeralds, right?
I guess you do. I don't know.
Shit. An emerald mine. There's emeralds in them there hills. Never been an emerald rush, has there? Think of, emerald!
Yeah.
Emerald! Gabby discovered emeralds. Yeah, that never happened. That's a lot of emerald, man.
That's a big one.
Yeah. You don't want to. What you gonna do with that? But
Let's chop it up into little emeralds. Or
yeah, that's probably a lot of baby emeralds. Okay, so we got the thing is mutating. Here we go. This is no good. The python. You know the pythons there.
Ooh, yeah.
Where's that one? Here we go. That one. An eight foot python burst through a ceiling while a man was taking a dump.
Oh.
That
happens. Hello.
I mean, that would scare the crap out of anyone, right?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Sam Skeppy. He needed help. He got it.
It's some shop or something somewhere in Thailand. And not Poen. He was taking a little sit down there. And this giant python just was hungry and busted through the ceiling.
Jesus Christ.
They got film of it, like, just swinging around, man.
You gotta figure shit like that must happen in Asia a lot in certain parts, you know?
Yeah. That's why they all envy us. Because we can shit without fear of pythons. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that story just put a fear of python in all of us next time we're sitting on the old throne. We'll be looking
that was
up
the whole
at
point
ceiling.
Of Vietnam, wasn't it? That was the whole point of Vietnam.
I remember LBJ saying something about that.
Yeah. I always heard that, yeah. Hey, LBJ, how many pythons you killed today? You can sign out. And one final story. We were talking about the yard sign, hilarious yard signs. And, Uncle Bobo's kind of bummed out he didn't get Man of the Year in Time magazine.
Uh-huh.
But I got to join him on that. I think I got snub, too.
Yeah, still should have been.
At least Bobo got something. Der Spiegel. Der Spiegel, the German news magazine.
They honored
the President of the United States and named him Loser of the Year.
There you go. That's something. He don't care so, as long as his picture's on it. And he's a
it's something. He'll be on the cover and everything, man. It's something.
He's happy.
There's no, like they, there's no such thing as bad publicity, right?
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Play Billy.
Trump is gone.
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 From the White House.
Say a word, Tommy, say a word.
Tell Paula White Trump is gone. Preach. Tell Bob Johnson. Oh, Trump is gone. Somebody tell Kanye. Oh, that Trump is gone. Tell Diamond and Silk. That Trump is gone.
Yes, he is.
Tell Ben Carson. Trump is gone.
Let's go.
Come on here.
Tell Wade.
Watch your voice, Doc.
Trump is gone! Yes, he is!
Yeah.
Oh,
Trump is gone!
Yeah, way bye-bye!
Trump is gone.
Him and his two face and them bye-bye.
Trump is gone.
Ah.
Let us praise God. O Lord.
O Lord.
Oh, you are so big.
So absolutely huge.
Gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you.
Gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you.
Forgive us, O Lord, for this our dreadful toadying. But you're so strong and, well, just so super.
All right.
There you have it. A little religious interlude on the old Possum Hour.
I like it. A pie
Church of the Beer Battered
Stealing.
Shrimp.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I mean, it's the video of that song is terrific because they're not kidding. They're passionate
uh-huh.
about this song. They mean what they're
uh-huh.
they're just like, oh, bless everyone, he's gone.
Are they all singing it like together, like Hands Across America type song, where they were all together for it?
Well, it's one of those COVID videos where they're all on separate
screens. Oh, okay, yeah, COVID's
together.
Going on, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but what's the name of the group?
Nice.
They were so good, I gotta give their name. The Comedy Quartet was how it was billed, so I don't know.
Okay.
Certainly didn't seem like comedians as much as
gospel
singers. all right. Now, remember we had the controversy over is Joey Bishop funny?
Nah.
Is Red Buttons funny, right? I was talking to Gigantor earlier, which is kind of why I had too much of a beer buzz when the show started. So to figure this out, we're going to let you, the audience, be the judge. First up.
There you go.
Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, judge for yourself. Red Buttons. Here we go.
This is Buddy Lester with their favorite joke. And with me is the great popular comedian, the man who has never given a dinner, Red Buttons. Red, tell us your favorite joke.
This is my favorite joke. Moses. Moses, who said to the children of Israel, when you get to the beach, act natural. Never got a dinner. That's my favorite joke. My favorite joke is Moses, who said to the children of Israel, wear your galoshes. I never did this trick before. Never got a dinner. That's my favorite joke, buddy. I'll tell you my favorite joke. Moses, who yelled when the Red Sea split, what the hell is that? I was just going in for a dip. Never got a dinner. I'll tell you my favorite joke. Moses, who said to the children of Israel, stop calling me Charlton. Never got a dinner.
I like it. I like that one, man. I thought that was...
Okay.
That made me laugh. That made me laugh.
Okay.
I've been unfair to Red. Never Moses never got a dinner.
Who never knew? Had one, no.
All right. And here we go. Be the judge, Joey Bishop, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Buddy Lester with their favorite joke. And with me is the quick comedy mind of my friend, Joey Bishop.
Joey, tell us your favorite joke.
Okay. It may sound morbid, but it's not. It's humorous, very humorous. It's the story of a gentleman who is burying his wife. He's at the cemetery. He's crying. And over in the corner is another gentleman. He's carrying on hysterically. And somebody says, who's the gentleman over there crying hysterically? I know the husband. Oh, the fella crying hysterically? That was the wife's lover. And the husband hears this. And he walks over, puts his arm around the wife's lover, and he says, don't cry. I'll get married again.
That's his favorite.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Oh, wow. That's his favorite joke.
Joey Bishop is the winner, ladies and gentlemen. Joey Bishop.
Oh, yeah.
The not funniest guy in the world. All right. Congratulations, Joey. Joey.
Wow.
Red Buttons was actually killing it there, I thought. What he lacks in, like, funny, he makes up with in volume. Volume, volume, baby. You know.
Enthusiasm, yep.
Absolutely. I should have downloaded more of them, I guess. Those were popular.
I throw them in every now and again. Who's Buddy Lester? That name sound, that the voice sounds familiar.
I know him from Jerry Lewis movies. He was like one of the usual suspects in those Jerry Lewis movies.
Okay.
Remember the Big Mouth?
I don't know if I see him. Okay.
Remember the Big Mouth? They had the three hoods, the guy that turns into a bulldog, and Charlie Callis, who turns into a spaz, and then the other one who just like his weird hair. He's the guy with the weird hair. That's Buddy Lester.
I'll have to see what he looks like.
But I got to see that one again. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Is the Big Mouth the one where he was stabbed by a swordfish in the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Yeah. Well, no, he was shot. He was machine gunned down and shit. He never, it's hard to kill him. And I know that is my most guilty pleasure, that movie, because it's Jerry Lewis, and it just kills me.
Are you surviving?
What was the movie where he thought he was going to die and Peter Lawford told him that he should max out all his credit cards? And if we find out it was all just a plan for Peter Lawford to run off with his wife. That he's not really dying, now he's going to be broke for life or something like that.
I might not have seen that one.
Huh? I might have the people wrong. But I remember that one.
That doesn't ring a bell.
Figure that one out. Maybe it wasn't Jerry. I remember it was Peter Lawford.
Uh-oh. You know what that means.
That's right, kids.
Yodel-do-do-do-do-dee-doo. Oh,
Pat Summerer says, suck it!
Yeah, baby.
All righty. Very cool, man.
Nice.
I liked your graphic today. Possmeyer says, suck it.
As soon as I seen that Mary Tyler Moore, every time I see it, I think of Reverend Wendy.
Thank you, everybody. Everybody liked the yodel. That was a Professor Gumby find.
You know when I find them? I find them when I'm trying to find the ones that you post.
Oh.
And I stumbled across that one. Yeah.
It still astounds me that we're milking this bit after 11 years, you know?
Yeah.
And we're still able to come up with Jim Dandy yodels.
Yeah, I thought it would be impossible. 11 fucking years.
And we've had some weird ones and some demented ones. But pound for pound, that's probably the best part of this whole effort.
Yodels
back into the lexicon.
Exactly.
We should get an award. Get another. Uh-huh. We just got another Peabody. Jim Crack went off. I know, 11 years cake. Jiminy. We were going to quit at 10, and then the pandemic and everything.
I'd have gone nuts. At the end of March, so we're a little shy.
Well, 11 full years.
Yeah.
I guess that's how you count it. But this is the 11th season. 11 more, Ope says. eventually it's got to end. But this kept me going through the pandemic. But that and my unemployment, which they're cutting. Whoa! Thank you so much. No, they'd already emailed me that. They just thought they'd rub it in with an actual physical letter. Oh, by the way, we're cutting your money off.
Uh-huh.
Okie doke.
A little footnote saying evil laugh.
Yeah. No, it said at the end. Signed Nelson. I don't know, some guy named Nelson. All right, well, I guess we ought to commence to getting the fuck out of here, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't think we'd fill a whole show because I had nothing. I had nothing, man. Nothing.
Well, you had Spike and Maury. That's a whole show right there, baby.
Well, you had Spike. You had Spike. You had Maury. It's true.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Oh, nice. This one will round the show off just right.
Nice.
Okay. Loser of the year. Congratulations, Mr. President. Cleveland Indians. Whatever you decide to call yourselves, you're a bunch of bums. No. They're my American League team. I root for the tribe.
The Cleveland bums. Why not? The Cleveland bums.
Well, if they're going
to,
they could keep calling themselves the tribe.
Yeah.
Molson Canadian. They could keep calling themselves the tribe if they became like the Cleveland Jews. What do you think?
The
Cleveland Rabbis? Cleveland Rabbis?
Uh-huh.
And get like a funny little rabbi for the mascot, you know?
Yeah. Big long beard, dreadlocks.
Little hello
work.
Guy with the curls down the side. That would be politically woo-woo. boom, boom, boom. Mostly Canadian. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming.
Good night, Possums. My screen froze. Can't say goodbye.
All righty. Well, water's around. Everybody have an extra water on me.
There you go.
No, Dunka.
Two Batmans.
Get out of here. Just drive. Do me a favor. Drive carefully. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize! Oh, wait. I didn't turn on the transporter. Here it is. Energize! Woo-hoo!
It's a magic little password. It'll help you if you're shy. Say, ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. If you're in a conversation and you need a quick reply, say, ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. Although the sound reminds you of a couple of lovey-dove birds, it's perfect when it finds you with your lips too busy for words. So be sure to keep it handy if the moon gets in your eye. Sing, ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. Traffic cop should pinch you, and you end up in the jail. He will go your bail. If a burglar ever robs you, and he grabs off all your jack, say, he will give it back. Those words may sound peculiar when people don't know what they mean, but those words work like magic when you play a pinball machine. When you're flying in an airplane and the motor starts to thump, say, ugga-ugga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. Just before you jump.
How can you not love Spike Jones?
That's a terrific song. Yep.
Timothy Christmas,
everyone,
man.
Loves him. Everyone.
That
loves
song
him.
There, though. That might be my fave. That might be my fave.
That's gonna be my last line. Right before the death rattle.
Ugga ugga boo ugga boo boo
ugga ugga boo. Either that or yuck a puck. I might yuck a puck. It's a toss up. I got plenty of time.
Yeah, you're gonna have to probably be like one of those last minute decisions. Yuck a puck. Ugga ugga boo. Ugga boo. Yuck a puck.
Depending on the circumstances, I guess.
Yeah, man, I like that. Right before you jump out of the plane, say, ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga. It's a catch-all, man. I actually had that 78. I had Leave the Dishes in the Sink, Ma. And what was the one I played in the middle there?
The Pastry Biscuits, you had that.
Cheek of Araby.
Oh, okay.
What's that? Yeah, Cheek of Araby, I had that one, too. Oh. And I had Pass the Biscuits, Mirandy. They all got broken. Every last single one of them. Tennis things are fragile. No, my God, they break. You look at them wrong, they crack. They break in half. I got a shit ton of them. And, you know, they're pretty much worthless for the most part. I got a couple of gems. I got that one Andy Griffith in the what it was football.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Classic.
Flat and Scruggs Foggy Mountain Breakdown, first printing. That's pretty cool. But other than that, I mean, you know, a bunch of man. I got willed a bunch of dopey records that nobody likes, you know?
Yeah,
not even Bing Crosby. All right, well, see you Friday.
Sounds good.
Ugga, ugga, boo. Ugga, hucky, yucka, pucka. Easy for you to say. And scene.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.